Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel.
Jürgen's Four Centre-Backs by Karl Kaupak. Well, the blood really is up, isn't it? To be honest, the last few days have been too much for a man of my all-too-advancing years, and on Saturday I took the decision to momentarily mute Twitter until this was all over. After all, I've misused these pages before to point out that I'd like a summer break from football. I need time to recover from the 10 months of joy and anxiety of a season. And bearing in mind that this was a relatively good season, you should have seen me in the summer of 2015. The Twitter faction seemed to be split into two specific groups. One has us selling Felipe Coutinho for 20 quid and a box of chocolates, missing out on Van Dijk and Keita, and not buying anyone ever again. The other deplore such naysayers and speak of them throwing in the towel before a ball has been miskicked in anger. I'm not buying the new Albi thing. The term believers has been used before more than once, and as a man obsessed with Orwell's masterpiece 1984, the word, and accusation, makes me uncomfortable. If you really loved Big Brother, you'd... etc. What price the middle ground? The third argument? The voice of reason? Well, those days are gone, so I decided to let my own blood move from a gentle simmer to a more placid state. Fortunately, I knew Jürgen wasn't going to lob in a fume grenade into this minefield. Are you, mate? Quote, "We have four centre-backs. I don't think we need more." End quote. Sorry, something stuck in my ear. Come again? Quote, "We have four. I don't think we need more." End quote. Oh, for Jürgen, you know the rules. Even if you genuinely believe that, and I have my doubts, you can't say it out loud, not to this audience. There'll be a mob holding flaming torches at your door within the hour, and another mob with buckets of water emblazoned with the word believe following behind them. I'm writing this mere minutes after Virgil van Dijk has posted his Southampton Quadrophenia-style resignation letter, and to be honest, I'm not treating it as a thing of joy. The whole thing comes over as a bit spoilt to me, a bit, aw, diddums. Again, a lot of people are ecstatic about it, but will be less so if Coutinho cuts and pastes the highlights into his own open letter before Saturday. Anyway, we've ended our interest in the Dutchman, remember? We said so. Well, yes. As things stand, Jürgen may be regretting those words in a few hours' time. You know I said we'd be fine with four. Well, I found this £75 million and... is he really happy with those four central defenders? Okay, Matip and Lovren are givens, even if the Croatian may have his own audience of torchbearers at his door most of the time. But the other two? Joe Gomez may be great at some point, but to me he's not a lad I'd want filling in for months on end if there's a serious centre-back injury mid-September. As for Clavin, I quite like him, but well, long term? He can be outstanding at times, but he's knocking on a bit and isn't the quickest. The only reason he'd be playing in May is if the league is won and we need to rest Lovren and Matip for the Champions League final. That's not a mini squad of centre-backs, Jürgen. That's just four lads who can play there. There's a difference between the two, and we haven't exactly solved the defensive woes of last season there, have we? But there is a chance he will stick to his guns if Southampton throw Virgil van Dijk at Chelsea or City ahead of us. The German can be stubborn when he wants to be, as we learned in January when we seemingly didn't need more when Sadio went to Africa. We did, of course. But we do things his way. Don't get me wrong on this. I'd rather that than have Tom Werner scrolling through Soccer Base with a pencil and paper at his side. The season is now a handful of days away and we do genuinely need someone to challenge Joel and Big Dejan for a place in the first team. They're far too professional to coast, but sometimes that's inevitable if you know that you're hardly going to be swapped for the other two. It's only human to be a bit complacent. If we keep Coutinho, and the club seem adamant that the only way he'll be wearing a Barca shirt is if he buys one, and add a centre-back before the end of August, it will at least be a half-decent window. If we just keep Coutinho, it'll be a draw. If we do neither, expect both factions to go to war. And when that day comes, I'll be in my bunker, hiding under a table with my tin hat on, playing the Swiss neutrality role. Good luck, everyone. On Wednesday night, which means a Thursday morning release, in case you're getting a bead on when you can get access to, and I hope you are, I'll be speaking to the author of this piece, Mr. Carl Kopak, alongside Neil Poole for my sixth AI podcast, I believe. And we will undoubtedly be speaking about whatever the current state of play with the Virgil van Dijk thing is. I know most of us were at least a little bit enlivened in a more positive way by the news this afternoon, that statement that van Dijk put out into the public sphere. It, of course, makes no mention of Liverpool and wouldn't. It doesn't necessarily mean anything is, in inverted commas, done, far from it. And as Carl points out, there have been no noises from Liverpool apart from, oh, we're terrible, terrible sorry there, lads, about what we did that was terrible wrong of us quite a while back, which was mortifying in the extreme. Probably not many of us would have thought that from that point until this, there would have been so little transfer activity actually occurring. And yet, so as I said to a couple of people recently, for I think the vast majority of people now, getting Van Dijk in, I think I'm not so sure I'd go as far as to say it would make this transfer window a victory. I think it would be far better than a neutral one because you've got two tremendous players in and one half decent promising kid in as well. But I have still got the opinion that we need more than that, and I'm very disappointed we haven't had a couple more players other than that coming in, and we don't have Van Dijk yet. That is far from hashtag done or whatever it is the kids are saying on social media. So tune in Thursday for a little bit of a chat with myself and Carl and Neil, and we'll be picking the bones out of that and everything else. But I'll promise you one thing, I absolutely promise you one thing, it won't be po-faced, it won't be painfully serious, it won't be analytical and stats-based, because neither of the three of us are really that way inclined. We will be talking about the club, but we will also be trying to have a bit of a laugh, so give it a listen. Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.